All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here, and we are 1 week away from Hard Day's Night on PWA, Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. This week, we're coming to you from Renaissance Coliseum in Peoria, Illinois, with 10 big matches, 3 titles on the line, as Dan Spivey has an open challenge for the television title. Cowboy Ron Bass defends the Illinois heavyweight title against Iceman King Parsons, and American heavyweight champion Sting defends the title against Bubba Ray Dudley. But that's not even our main event. Our main event is an 8-man tag team elimination match between Jarrett's Gang and the Spectaculars, led by Rolando Freeman. But both of them, the captains of the gangs, stables, whatever you want to call them, wrestled each other in a match before that. So the rest of the stables are involved in that match. But we'll get there in a few moments. We start off with Facade facing off against Iron Mike Sharp. And Sharp and Facade have a great match. Gary Hart climbs onto the ring apron to distract Facade. Facade grabs him by the jacket and pulls him over the top rope. Sharp loads the arm brace and charges him from behind. Facade nails Sharp with a savat kick to the stomach and tosses him out of the ring. Facade turns his attention to Hart and drills him into the mat with a package pile driver. Sharp slides back into the ring behind Facade and nails him with the loaded arm brace for the pin. In a time of 4 minutes, 50 seconds, your winner is Iron Mike Sharp. Next match has one half of the World Tag Team Champions, Jesse James Armstrong, facing off against Pat Tanaka of Bad Company. And Armstrong makes quick work of Tanaka with the pump handle slam in a time of 4 minutes, 7 seconds. Television title on the line, open invitation for Dan Spivey's challenger. And this week, DePope, D'Angelo De Niro, one half of the Pacific Northwest Tag Team Champions, challenges Spivey for the television title. De Niro has a great match against Spivey. Spivey does his best to get himself disqualified, but De Niro refuses to let Tommy Young call for the bell. He tells Spivey, "You have to beat me to get rid of me." This infuriates Spivey, who drills De Niro into the mat with 5 successive power bombs before finally putting his foot on top of De Niro to get the pin and keep the title. In a time of 11 minutes, 47 seconds, your winner and still television champion, Dan Spivey. Next match has Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels facing off against Dexter Poindexter. And Daniels makes quick work of Poindexter, nailing the best moonsault ever after a DDT in a time of 2 minutes, 18 seconds. Now we get to part one of the gang war here. Jeff Jarrett facing off against Rolando Freeman. And Rolando and Jarrett have a great match until Jarrett gets ready to slap on the figure four. Pringle climbs onto the ring apron. Rolando rolls out of the ring. Pringle climbs down as Rolando runs up the aisle. Jarrett demands that Rolando get back in the ring, but Rolando disappears through the curtain. Nick Patrick counts Rolando out. After the bell rings, Pringle climbs into the ring and nails Jarrett from behind with his cane. So your winner by countout in a time of 10 minutes, 12 seconds is Jeff Jarrett. But then all the Spectaculars rush down to the ring, Rolando leading the charge. They slide into the ring and beat down on Jarrett with their 6-on-1 advantage. Lance catapults Jarrett into a missile dropkick from Billy Travis. Brickhouse Brown picks him back up as Disco Inferno comes off the top rope with the blockbuster. Jarrett's gang finally makes their way down to the ring, sending the Spectaculars into the ringside fans. They help Jarrett back to his feet as the crowd reacts positively. So Jarrett gets the win here, but it's not a real win, as we would say. You know, getting the win by countout because your opponent ran up the aisle. No, not the way you want to win a match. Next match, Bugsy McGraw faces off against Jerry the King Lawler. And Lawler and McGraw brawl all around the ring. McGraw tosses Lawler into the ring post, sliding him back into the ring, propping him up on the turnbuckle. Bugsy runs to the other side of the ring and charges the corner with a running splash. Lawler moves out of the way, then Bugsy crashes into the turnbuckle. Waller drops the strap and lays several left hands to the side of Bugsy's head before drilling him with a pile driver for the pin in a time of 8 minutes, 52 seconds. All right, now here's a good match. The other half of the World Tag Team Champions, Billy Gunn, facing off against Tully Blanchard. Tully makes good on his and Chris Candido's desire to take the World Tag Team titles away from the Outlaws. The first step seems to have been taken as Tully gets the better of Billy in this one-on-one match. Tully takes advantage of Billy's distraction of Heenan's interactions with Precious outside the ring to pin him after a brainbuster in a time of 9 minutes, 12 seconds. Your winner is Tully Blanchard. All right, now we get to our second title match of the evening. Illinois heavyweight title on the line, Cowboy Ron Bass defending against Iceman King Parsons. We just can't get away from Cowboy Ron Bass and Iceman King Parsons around the Illinois heavyweight title. 2 weeks ago, Stone Cold was the special referee. I have tried to figure out other stipulations to settle the rivalry between these two men. This week, this match will be a strap match. Neither man will be able to get away from each other. They won't be able to get rid of each other either. Bass and Iceman get strapped together. The two brutalize each other with the strap all over the ring. Bass tries to strangle Iceman with the strap, but Iceman manages to send Bass over the top rope. Bass gets tangled up in the ropes and the strap. While Bass is trapped, Iceman straps him across the back. Iceman eventually climbs over the top rope onto the ring apron to release Bass. The two battle outside the ring until Iceman sends Bass into the ring steps with a drop toe hold. Heenan gets into Iceman's face, but Iceman lashes out at him with the strap. Heenan smartly moves out of the way. Iceman rolls Bass back into the ring. When Iceman rolls in, Bass meets him with a vicious knee to the back. Bass wraps Iceman up in the strap and slaps the top turnbuckle. Behind him, Iceman slaps the bottom turnbuckle. Bass drags Iceman around the ring. As Bass slaps the top turnbuckle pad, Iceman slaps the bottom right behind him. Bass has three turnbuckles down when Iceman pulls the strap hard between his legs. Iceman rolls Bass out of the way so he can slap the fourth turnbuckle for the win and the title. Your winner and new Illinois heavyweight champion is Iceman King Parsons. And as you can guess, Cowboy Ron Bass and Bobby the Brain Heenan are not exactly happy with this turn of events, but Iceman manages to leave the ring unscathed after being released from the strap. Now we get to the last title match on the card tonight. American heavyweight title on the line, Sting defending against Bubba Ray Dudley. And as two of the top wrestlers in the PWA, Sting and Bubba Ray battle it out over the heavyweight title. As the challenger, Bubba Ray seeks to control the momentum of the match. Bubba Ray goes for the Bubba Slam, but Sting kicks off the top turnbuckle pad and lands on top of him. After a few more minutes of intense action, Sting locks the Scorpion Deathlock on Bubba Ray in the middle of the ring. Bubba Ray struggles for almost 2 minutes to get to the ropes, but he can't reach the ropes and must tap out. In a time of 19 minutes, 1 second, Sting is still your American heavyweight champion. Now we get to the main event, the 8-man tag team elimination match. Jeff Jarrett's gang, consisting of PG-13, Too Cold Scorpio, and Kendall Windham, facing off against the Spectaculars in Brickhouse Brown, Billy Travis, Lance Storm, and Disco Inferno. In this match, we allowed the fans to bring the weapons that are legal to use. Anything within the ringside area is legal in this match. I thought this would be a good ending to the storyline. There will still be a few cleanup matches on Hard Day's Night next week, but having this match serve as the end allows it not to take away from either world title match next week. I got the idea of the fans bringing the weapons from NWA Smoky Mountain. They had a feud that had gotten so violent between the two men that they allowed the fans to bring weapons, so it was something other than chairs and chains being used. You had frying pans, cookie sheets, old computer keyboards with the coiled cords being used in the match. Also, because of the issues involved in the match between Jarrett and Freeman, what had been billed as an 8-man tag team war is now a 10-man tag team war, as Jarrett and Freeman are added to their sides. To keep Trish and Pringle out of the action, Trish is handcuffed to Michael Hayes, and Pringle is handcuffed to Terry Gordy. Neither manager is thrilled with their circumstances. The ringside area is lined with the many different items that the fans brought to the arena. It truly looks like a war zone inside the guardrail. The 10 men make their way to the ring, looking at the weapons surrounding them. The match gets violent very quickly. Weapons of every sort are used. The first fall goes to the Spectaculars as Brickhouse pins Kendall after a Russian leg sweep with a crutch across his chest in 8 minutes 37 seconds. Shortly afterwards, Wolfie D pins Brickhouse after nailing him with a rolling pin in 9 minutes 36 seconds. The third fall takes a while as most of the wrestlers are involved in the action. Scorpio pins Rolando after a 450 splash at 2010. Disco enters the ring. He challenges for Jarrett to get in the ring. Jarrett gladly accepts the challenge. As Disco gets the advantage, Travis tosses a disco ball into the ring. Disco shatters the disco ball over over Jarrett's head to get the pin at 22:41. JC Ice climbs into the ring, but he is quickly dispatched by Disco Inferno at 25:03. Scorpio gets into the ring and starts taking over, as is typical of the fresh man. Travis throws him out of the ring to catch a breather. Scorpio comes back into the ring with a pastry cutter. He opens a cut over Travis's right eye. Travis gets hung up in the ropes. Scorpio jumps onto the middle rope with an acai moonsault onto Travis. Scorpio drags him away from the ropes for the pin at a time of 27 minutes, 34 seconds. 4 minutes later, Scorpio ducks a super kick from Storm. Wolfie D blind tags while Scorpio takes Storm down in a dragon suplex. Wolfie D comes off the turnbuckle with a flying leg drop to get the pin at 31:44. Disco, the only remaining member of his team, quickly dispatches Wolfie D at 33:48 after a flying elbow through a chair. As the last two men remaining, Disco and Scorpio battle for another 6 minutes. Cookie sheets, laptops, and mason jars are used to take each other out. Finally, Scorpio has Disco draped across a table and nails him with a 450 splash. Scorpio gets the pin at 40 minutes, 13 seconds to get the win for his team. The gang war is now at an end. The cage series was won by Jarrett's gang. They also won the tag team war. There will be a couple of matches between these two stables next week at Hard Day's Night, but they will be for positioning in the rankings for next season and not really keeping up with this gang war. But that was the great thing of this summer, wasn't it? Having this huge feud going on, which then, yes, took all of them away from any of the title picture. So you had Stone Cold Steve Austin and the Freebirds. You had the New Age Outlaws and Bad Company instead of like PG-13 or Brickhouse Brown and Billy Travis, or even Disco Inferno and Lance Storm as a better team to put that up against. But next week starts an entire new lookout for these guys as the rankings for the next season, starting in 2 weeks, gets going, because these guys, now being done with this, want their shots at titles. Because after all, Jarrett's gang won every one of them a title shot. Yeah, that's still in October, so we're still more than a month away from that. But it's going to be a great ride getting to October and seeing who can make the case for their automatic title shot. But that's it for this week. I can ramble on for a long time on this, but we get to the point. Jarrett's gang has won the gang war with the Spectaculars. Now, what's going to happen after Hard Day's Night? You'll have to come back in 2 weeks. But next week, we have Hard Day's Night. 9 matches, 3 titles on the line, including the World Tag Team titles and the World Heavyweight title. You want to be here for that as we get to this great supercard. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting Pro Wrestling America, your favorite wrestling league on the internet. We will see you next week.